The Father's Day has new merchandise available. Every purchase goes right back to the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mama Mia, hola, señor. Get off that stage, boy. Quit monkeying around. Welcome to the Father's Day. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Don't forget to help us fight censorship. Thumbs up, subscribe, ring the bell. You can ring my bell. Ring the bell, all right? I have with me today an adult film star, Tasha Raine. Tasha, thank you for coming.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
How did you become an adult film star? You like walking down the road one day and decide, you know what?
That's a good question. How did I become an adult film actress?
And why?
Well, I was always really interested in modeling. And when the show The Girls Next Door came out on E!, I saw the show and I was probably like 17 years old. And I was like, that's what I want to do. And I think it's probably the same feeling that, you know, a guy has when he sees like Tom Brady playing football. It's kind of what I felt. I was like, I want to be modeling and I want to be up at the Playboy Mansion. And I'm from a conservative town, Laguna Beach, California, and I told everybody that that's what my dream was. And everybody laughed at me because it wasn't something that they were familiar with. Right. And they were like, well, I guess that's cool, but I don't think they thought it was serious. And so I moved up to LA to go to school because my parents, you know, they were really into education. So I went to UCLA, and while I was there, I just explored like different areas of adult. So I checked out the local gentlemen's club at Foreplay in West Hollywood or Westwood, where I was going to school. And I met somebody there that was like, I'll take you up to the Playboy Mansion. And I just lucked out because that's what I really wanted to do. And so I spent a couple of years up there on the weekends while I was getting my undergrad in gender studies and race in America. And then I just kind of slowly worked my way into the adult industry. And I was like, okay, well, if I want to work all the time and I kind of want to control my own destiny, I'm going to have to, you know, have my own website and my own brand. And so I just did the research and I had to try really hard to get into the adult industry. I feel like sometimes on television I hear like, oh, somebody was discovered or somebody brought somebody in, but it wasn't like that for me. I was like knocking on the door, asking to be hired. I was not hired for quite a bit of time. Like I had an agent who didn't get me any work for months and I was like, oh, this is so hard. What am I gonna do? But I found somebody that just booked me and from there I've just been working for like 10 years, so.
That's amazing. So how old were you when you first got into it?
I was almost 22 years old. Okay. Well, when I started making adult films, right. But I probably started modeling around like 21.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen any of your films or anything.
Oh, okay.
So you like get naked and have sex with guys and all that?
Are
you
doing all that? Not now. I am in a monogamous relationship and my partner that I've been with for a year, he just didn't really feel comfortable with me making adult films with men anymore. So now on occasion I'll shoot for my website, TashaRaine.com, and then that's about it. And I'll shoot girl or solo stuff on there. And then I own all my content from like years prior. Oh, so it's still up there and I make revenue on it. But right now I went back to school for a master's at USC.
USC now, right?
I just graduated, so I'm finished. Oh my gosh, that was a hard 2 years. I don't know, taking 8 years off to work and then go back to school is something I would never advise to anyone because, you know, you're in your routine and then all of a sudden some person is telling you what to do. You're like, what? I want to do what I want to do. I don't want to go to school.
That's right.
And the commute was like 2 hours. So anyway, I've been writing a lot.
You're done.
Yeah.
So at one point you were having sex with men, different men, right?
I was having sex with different men.
How many men have you had sex with? If you, all the years put together, how many men have you had sex with?
Well, I haven't been counting.
Is it too many to count?
I wouldn't say there's too many to count. I would say that because I treat my job just like any other job,
right.
I'm not like tallying.
Oh,
I guess
I
it's
you.
Like if you work at McDonald's, you're probably not tallying the days you've worked at McDonald's and how many things you've, you know, done.
Burgers you're making.
Right. So yeah. For me, although I did not ever work consecutively, like day to day, it was more of like, you know, I can just shoot when I want to shoot, or if I'm lucky enough to get a booking. I never counted my partners because I didn't think it was super important, but I think that if I go online, I could probably figure it out. But I've had probably more partners than most people on film, but in my personal life, I'm not that spontaneous. So it's more of just like a lot of performers treat their job as a modeling job, and the female pool is very large and there's a high turnover rate, like every 3 months. So a lot of the same male talent and then a lot of variety when it comes to the women. So for instance, my scene partners were often the same male talent. So it's like your work husband or your work wife,
right.
But it would just be my same partner.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was fun.
So are you, when women are having sex with men on film like that, and the lady be going, like good. Are they faking it?
I think it would totally depend.
Are you faking
depend.
It when you do that?
It would depend on the scene. For me personally, I like to work with performers that I'm familiar with already because I have chemistry with them. And just like any other acting job, you want to try to find chemistry with your partner.
Right.
So I would say the majority of the time I enjoy my job, and then other days the job is just a job, and I think it's probably the same for you or for anybody at work.
I see. So some days you're like, wow, this is really good.
Yeah.
So you're really doing it, you're into it.
Yeah.
And some days you're like, Lord, I'm
glad
day. When this is up. This is,
yes, 100%.
Oh, amazing. And so you just fake the morning.
Like, you act. Oh. Yeah. It's an acting job.
Does he know you're faking it?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I hope not.
So your parents are okay? Have they always been okay with you doing this?
I would say that my family overall is pretty supportive of my career because I've been really successful at it and I enjoy what I do, and I haven't had too much pushback about it. I'm sure my mom would have rather me become like a doctor or a lawyer because I think that it's a more stable career than entertainment.
Yeah.
I think any form of entertainment, whether you're like a basketball star or an actress or an adult model, it doesn't matter. It's very inconsistent. So I think that like part of that and misguided stereotypes create kind of like confusion, but now that it's been over a decade, I think everybody's just fine with what I do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Your father's okay with it, too?
Well, my father did pass from cancer when I was, like, 21, but he did know that I modeled for Playboy, and he was fine with whatever made me happy. And, yeah, I actually think it's easier for me to kind of make my own choices because of that, as crazy as that sounds. It's like, if you don't have family pressure or like societal pressure telling you something is wrong, you can make your own choices for yourself and you don't have to like listen to somebody else's idea of what life should be.
Yeah.
You know, you just do whatever the F you want.
Are you surprised? You say you're with one man now, right? You have a boyfriend.
I do, yeah.
Are you surprised that there's a man out there that will want to be with you after all this?
No, why do you ask that?
Because I can't imagine being with a woman that slept with so many men.
Well, how do you know who the woman you're dating with has slept with?
But you're on film.
Oh, so it's like a proven thing. So it's not like, oh, she could be lying. It's
right.
Like, oh, it's on.
Yeah, if
yeah,
I see
you
some woman on
really
film.
Confident. That's the thing. So not every man is really confident. My partner is very confident. He's beautiful and he's smart. And I think he just like knows that I'm his. And so he doesn't feel threatened.
And it doesn't bother him that you've slept with all these other men?
Not to my knowledge.
Oh, okay.
I hope that he has slept with lots of women because...
Oh, you hope so?
Yeah, because you want to have a partner, at least for me, I want to have a partner that's experienced in the bedroom, that isn't going to have a wandering eye because they haven't experienced other partners. A lot of the time, if people haven't been with other people, they get into a monogamous relationship and then they cheat. And I don't want that either.
Right.
So I think because we're both experienced and we're both confident, it's a good pair. But obviously, you know, if it wasn't, we wouldn't be together.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Are you a Christian?
I'm not a Christian, but I do believe in God.
You do?
Yeah.
And what do you if you can imagine what God think about what his daughter is doing, how do you think God feels about that?
Well, the God that I believe in accepts people for who they are, and if they don't cause harm to other people, I think that God would accept me.
So he wouldn't want you to overcome that and stop doing it?
Well, no, I don't think there's anything innately wrong about making adult film. And also, I'm not performing currently with men, but even if I was, I don't feel like God judges. He doesn't do that.
Have you ever performed with women?
Yeah, I perform with women now. Yeah.
Oh, you're doing this with women?
I do make films with women. Yeah.
You have sex with them?
I do have sex with them.
You have sex with woman on woman thing?
I sure do.
What? How do you go from man to woman? Isn't it better with the man than it is with the woman?
I wouldn't say it's better. I would say it's different. Sex with different genders is different. Same what's with different people.
Yeah. What's the difference with a woman than it is with a man?
Well, I think it's just dependent on the person, what sex is like. But I would say that with women, it is a little bit less, almost less intimidating because you're both equal.
That's amazing. And so are you a lesbian? Lesbian.
I'm a bisexual.
So you go with both ways?
I mean, not so much in my personal life, but on film, I definitely act with women and I enjoy it. So.
Do you make more money with women or with men?
That's a good question. I think it would be difficult to define, but I would say overall, the adult industry, women make more performing with men than they do with women. But if you own your own content, it's kind of up in the air.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So I read that you, as you just mentioned, you graduated from USC.
Yeah, I'm a Trojan.
Amazing. So you went from UCLA to USC.
I know, shady.
Right.
Shady
you feel
lady.
Like a traitor.
I guess I don't feel like one, but I can see how other people would
take
that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And so I know you were studying women's study or something like that, right?
That was at UCLA.
Right.
So at USC, I studied specialized journalism.
Can you define, because I hear it a lot, female empowerment. What is that?
What is female empowerment?
Yes.
I guess it would depend on the context in which you're looking at it through, but just as a basic general term, I would say giving women more power and making them more equal to men in a world that is patriarchal.
Who is giving them the power to be more equal to men?
Well, hopefully themselves, but also other men too, because we need the support of men in order to be equal.
Why would men take that risk? Because women don't know how to handle power. You know, women don't know how to handle power because they are on an ego.
Say that again, sorry.
Women don't know how to handle power, right? It's not in their
Oh, that's
nation.
Your opinion? No, women don't know how to handle power?
Right. No, it's not
I'm
about
handling it pretty well.
Oh, you are?
Thank you, yeah.
Why would men take the risk of giving women the power?
Yeah, it's a great question.
Power, knowing that the only thing that a woman's going to do is take it. The so-called power and try to destroy him with it.
Is that something that you experience?
I see it all the time.
Where?
All around.
Where? Give me an example.
Oh, we see it in government right now. You see these women are taking over government?
Yeah.
And look how all the hell just coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you don't like it?
Destroyed. No.
Oh.
That's a bad thing.
You feel threatened?
No way. That's why I'm trying to stop it. But why?
Wait, why are you trying to stop it if you don't feel threatened?
Because it's evil, right? And you have to stop evil before it spreads.
Why is it evil?
Because women can't handle power. And when they think that they have power, they destroy.
What makes you feel like women can't handle power?
Not feel, but I know. But let me just
what makes
ask,
you know it?
But I want to ask you, why would men take that risk?
I think that's a great question. I think there are feminist men out there and men that see women as equal. Not all men, but there are some, and I think they're willing to take the risk because they themselves have daughters and they respect women. But if you don't respect women, that's on you too.
But yeah. A man that is a feminist man, is he a beta male? Beta male!
I wouldn't use such a derogatory word.
But to call a man a feminist man is beta, right? Meaning that he's weak.
Well, I don't believe that. I think he's strong. Yeah.
Your boyfriend?
I would only date a feminist man.
Really?
Yeah. And I would only marry a feminist man.
Your boyfriend is a feminist?
Sure is. Yeah.
Is that like being with another woman?
It doesn't feel like being with another woman. No, not at all. What do you very masculine.
What do you think of the Me Too movement?
I think it's fucking awesome.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
And what effing awesome about it?
Well, for the first time in a long time, I feel like women can speak their truth. And the shame has been lifted because prior to the Me Too movement, when women spoke out about sexual assault and sexual harassment at the workplace, at home, in their world, there was a lot of shame associated with it.
Right.
But now that everyone is open and allowed to speak out, it's lifting that shame and it's making women feel empowered. Back to your first question.
But if you notice, I don't know how much you know about it, but if you notice the women who are part of the Me Too movement, they're like the kind of women you don't want anyway, you know, and they're kind of, you can't trust them. They seduce the men, and once they get mad at the men, then they accuse the men of raping them or assault, sexual assault and all that crap.
I don't think any of that is true. I think that's a very shady opinion.
They seem to be very insecure women, too, say that, you know, to come out against
men. I think they're very powerful, confident women, and they're clearly threatening you. So I think they're doing the right thing.
Would a powerful woman come out and complain that she has sex with a man?
How would they complain that they were raped and assaulted?
Yeah, they pretended that they were raped.
Why would you think that somebody would want to pretend that they have been sexually abused?
Well, because women don't do that.
Women speak the truth. And men, unfortunately, have internalized misogyny.
When the last time you saw a woman that speaks the truth?
Every day, all day.
Really?
Yeah.
So you really think that those women in the so-called Me Too movement are speaking the truth?
Absolutely. I'm in the Me Too movement.
Oh, you're part of it?
You and I are getting along just well.
You're part of this movement?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
How did you become a porn queen? How did you become a Me Too movement person?
What is the correlation there?
Because you're freely having sex with men, right?
No, I have sex under my terms for my movies that I own, negotiated
with my agent. But I mean you're doing what you want to do by having sex with men,
right? I have consent over my body when I want to perform, when I don't want to perform. Right now I'm in a monogamous relationship with my boyfriend. Before I was a model on set through Cal OSHA, all regulated. And I don't know, I see no correlation between that and then not being a part of the Me Too movement. I'm a part of the Me Too movement because I'm a woman.
But what do you have to complain about? You have sex with men freely.
Oh, because just like any other community, the adult industry is not somehow exempt from sexual harassment or assault on set. Happens everywhere.
How can you sexually harass or assault a woman that's into
Well,
porn.
If you tried, I'd call the cops right now on you and you'd be taken away to prison because we're all on film.
But
that's how it works.
Listen, you and I are up at the house. What's the name of the house? What's the guy named?
Oh, at the Playboy Mansion?
Yeah. Listen, you and I are up at the Playboy Mansion.
Okay.
You're doing your thing with the guys and we're into it, you and I. How can I sexually harass you when that's all it's about is sex?
Well, if I've consented and there's no rape or sexual harassment, then there's no rape or sexual harassment, but that's not what we're talking about. If you raped or you assaulted me, it's rape or assault no matter who you are. I don't see a difference, and neither does anybody else or the legal system.
So, really?
Correct.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you know Stormy Daniel?
I do, yeah.
And for those who don't know, she's an adult actress, too. She's into adult films, right?
She's a director and a producer.
That's what she does now, right?
I don't know what she does now.
Oh, okay. But that's, was she doing that when she accused the Great White Hope of raping her? Or, oh, that he paid her to have sex with her or something like that?
Oh, I'm not sure about the details of her career.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's your impression of her, Stormy Daniels?
I really looked up to Stormy Daniels.
You did?
I did, yeah.
And you don't anymore or something?
I still think she's a great actress, but I did have an incident with her on a set where she was my director, and I didn't feel like she did what I would have done in her position, but I also have nothing bad to say about my fellow performers.
Oh, I remember that. No, now I see. You were working for her, right? Or something like that?
I was, yeah, as an actress.
And then some guy grabbed you on the butt or something?
Somebody sexually assaulted me on set. And I won my case.
By grabbing your butt?
Correct. Somebody
and
I don't know.
And you accused him of sexual harassment?
And I won my suit. Absolutely.
And you went to Stormy Daniels about it, and she made you... She said you were wrong or something like that? Help me to understand what happened.
Oh, well, I was on her set, and she didn't see the incident happen, and so her perception wasn't accurate since she wasn't there, right. If that makes sense. So her position was like, oh my gosh, I've known this man for so long, I can't imagine that happening, which is oftentimes a reaction that people have when they respect a man and then they're Matt Lauer and they go out and do something horrible to tons of women. It's hard for people to see past the good person that they know, and so I empathize with them, but it's just unfortunately not the way the cookie crumbles. Like, you can be a sexual assaulter and a good dad.
So Stormy Daniels did not believe you?
She did not believe me, no.
And did that hurt your career at all?
I think that it threatens the patriarchy, like you were speaking of before. So, like you, most men are threatened of women speaking out when sexual assault or sexual harassment occurs. And that makes sense on a like sociological level. That
but only a weak man would be afraid of a woman speaking out and saying, you have to deal with women because women are evil and they'll destroy men because they're jealous of men and they hate.
Are you a heterosexual man?
Who do you mean?
Do you like women?
I love all people. Yes, I love women.
But I thought you just said women are evil.
That's why I love them, is to help them overcome it.
Oh.
But my point to you is there's no reason.
Who told you that?
My point to you is there's no reason for me to be afraid of women. The last thing I'm afraid of.
But it seems like you're really afraid of women.
Why do you say that?
Because anybody that thinks an entire group of people are evil must be afraid of them.
Well, there are some women who've grown up close to their fathers, and so they love their fathers, so they love men. They don't hate men. But women who have not grown up, I know, but you. So I want to ask you about this. So you sued this Stormy Daniels friend, I mean, the guy that was working for her, that you accused of harassing you, right?
Neither of those people. And I signed a bunch of paperwork. I can't give the details about what it was or who it was regarding. But it ended on a good note, and the company itself reformed all of their policies when it comes to on-set work practices. So in the end, I really felt like I did something right.
You say you won your case, right?
Correct.
Okay. So Stormy Daniels accused the president, the great white hope, right? Do you trust her accusations against him?
Oh, I believe all women. If they speak out about sexual assault or harassment, I believe them.
How about her against him? When she didn't defend you with her friend, her male friend, why would you trust her when she accuses another man?
Because I feel like when it comes to the position she was holding that day on set, I've been in that position as a director,
right.
And it's a very, very difficult position to be in. And because she wasn't a witness, it makes things more complicated. But I would say that if a woman comes out, I believe her.
So did you call her a hypocrite or something? Because when she was going through the thing with the president and she wasn't really supporting the women's movement, something, did you call her a hypocrite?
I don't remember using those words, but I have written quite a few articles, and I think what I probably meant if I said something along those lines was just that, you know, I didn't feel heard. And it's a little bit ironic because if she's in a similar position, wouldn't she want to feel heard? But I don't ever remember using that word, no.
Did she get upset at you for calling her out like that?
She seemed upset on Twitter, but it was so long ago. It's like kind of a blur in my mind, to be honest.
Would you trust her now?
I would trust her in regards to speaking out against the president. Sure.
Really? Do you love the president?
No.
You don't love Donald Trump?
Do you?
Yes.
Oh,
he's the greatest thing since apple pie.
I think you're kidding.
No.
This has to be
Call him the Great White Hope. Why don't you love him?
Oh, I keep thinking you're saying the Great White Hoax.
Hope.
Hope? Oh, okay.
Why don't you love him?
Why don't I love him?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a myriad of reasons why I don't love him. But I would say he's not qualified to be the president. And so for that, I just don't think he deserves the position. Any sort of sexual offender shouldn't be the president of the United States.
Why do you say he's not qualified? What is it about him that makes him unqualified to be president?
So like I said, anybody that has any sexual offender charges against them should not be the president of the United States.
So just because someone said it, that made him guilty?
Well, it wasn't someone. It was many, many women.
Just because women said it, many, many women said it, that should make him guilty.
Absolutely.
So if someone says something about you with no proof, everyone should assume you're guilty.
Well, they have lots and lots and lots of proof from everything from witnesses to on camera and on record recordings. But because he's the president of the United States, it's really difficult to fight that battle. But I would definitely say if people had proof of something that I did, then yes, that would be real. And they have
proof.
So
they assume that you're guilty without the proof just because someone else said it.
They do have proof.
Stormy Daniels, so you're not answering that question. Do you need not just someone else's word, but if someone said it, should you just believe them because they said it?
I think in regards to sexual assault and harassment, because there are incidents where cameras aren't often involved, it's difficult to have the proof, and so therefore, yes, I believe all women.
So I'm encouraging men to go out and just say that women rape them and sexual harass them. Should the women be assumed guilty just because the men are now going to start saying it?
Well, because our genders are not quite equal here in the United States of America, it wouldn't really work that way.
And why not?
Well, just like how black people were once enslaved as actual slaves and property here in the United States, women were once property as well. And so because of that gender inequality, sexual assault and sexual harassment doesn't exactly work the same way as it does with women, as it does with men.
So it's not true that women were property, but let's say that women were property at one time.
It is true. That's a historical fact.
So are you saying that women should be allowed to just lie on men because they were property at one time?
Oh, absolutely not. But nobody, no judge is going to believe that a bunch of women are going out and taking the majority advantage of men in regards to sexual assault and sexual harassment.
I know so many cases where women have gone to these bars or to the clubs or to the man's home and got him drunk and had sex with him. And then she went and lied and said he raped her. She was too drunk to know it.
Well, how would you know? Because were you in the bedroom?
I believe the man. I believe the man because he said it.
He said it. Interesting. Well,
right?
Teach their own.
That's what they're doing with the women.
But I could see how you would.
That's what they're doing with the women saying. The women are just saying it.
Why would a woman just say that they were sexually harassed or assaulted?
Because they hate, well,
because they hate men.
They hate men and they want money.
But I don't hate men and I don't need any money.
If the men
have
money.
And I was sexually harassed and I don't think that there's any correlation.
You were sexually, okay.
We already talked about that.
I want to go back to that. Yeah. Let me ask, so now that men are going to start accusing women,
First of all get it clear. Men can be sexually harassed and assaulted by women.
Yes.
That does happen.
All the time.
Not all the time. It's a 1% out of the 100%.
Oh, no.
99%.
I got a surprise.
A woman is a victim.
No.
Absolutely. That's a statistical fact. Yeah. It happens, but it's very rare.
So should men be believed just because they said it?
It depends on the case.
Stormy Daniels was paid for the sex that she accused the president.
You don't know this.
She would pay, and in that agreement, she was supposed to keep it secret. She came out and admitted that she would pay, and she still said it about the president, right? Would you trust a woman like that?
I don't think any of those are facts. I think this is like your opinion, and so I just can't really answer it.
Would you trust a woman that was paid to be quiet, and she took the money under the promise of not saying anything, and then she come out and say it? Would you trust that kind of woman?
It really depends on the situation. I trust her.
Even if she made a promise not to say anything, she took the money, and she still came out and
said it. Well, I don't think you actually know that as a fact.
I'm just saying any woman, not Stormy.
Oh, not in that situation.
Right.
I think it would just really depend on the details, the specifics, the context, the proof. We would need so much more to come to a conclusion.
So
it's too general.
Would you trust a woman like that?
I trust Stormy, yeah.
A woman that said, okay, give me the money, I'll be quiet.
Well, it depends on the circumstance. Could have been pressure, could have been
coercion. Circumstance, she made an agreement, I'm going to keep the money, I'll be quiet, bye. And then she come out later, after she spend the money, come out later, oh, You sexual harass me.
I think it really depends on the situation. And I also think if you're paid, it doesn't mean that you can't be sexually harassed.
I read that you visited a fraternity to talk about consent, right?
I visit many fraternities.
Oh, okay, yeah. To talk about consent.
Correct.
What should a man do when a woman, and a lot of women are doing this, they're like, I want to have sex with you, and the man give in to her. And then as soon as she get mad at the man, she acts as though he did it to her, but it wasn't her that carried out the act.
Are you in the room?
No, woman.
Are you there? That's the question I have for you.
What should she do?
I can't answer the question unless you tell me if you were in the room or not.
What should she do with the man that gave consent, and then she turned and pretend like he raped her? What should men do in that case?
I've never heard of a case like that.
Define consent for me.
Consent is when you ask permission from someone else, and it can be in regards to touching them physically, because that's what we're talking about right now, or it could be in regards to texting them or sexting them something, and you ask their permission without placing coercive behavior on them. So they're not scared of you. They are giving you an honest yes, and it has to be enthusiastic as well.
So when a woman is about to kiss a man, they're out on a date, had a nice time, and now they're about to kiss, she should say to him, may I kiss you? May I touch you? May I hold you? May I do all those things before anything happens?
Well, I think that's a really honestly, it's a really good question, because I get that question from the young frat brothers a lot as well.
Right.
And I think that it's a gray area if you are in a relationship with somebody already. But I would say personally, if I'm on a date with a man and I have never kissed this person before, I would want them to ask me if it's okay. Now, to each their own. Not everybody feels that way, but that's my own boundary. And I feel like that should be something that's pretty common, because a lot of women feel that way. But now that I have my significant other that I live with, we've already had a lot of discussions about consent. And you can show consent physically as well. So I think it just depends on the nuanced situation that you're in. But in a lot of frat houses, rape and sexual assault does happen. And so I think that they already do a lot of things to try to prevent it from happening. But I was asked to come in to talk to the brothers because they were having issues with it, and they wanted somebody that was more their age to talk to about this, because a lot of the time it's like a lot of elderly people will come in and talk to them, and they might not be able to have the same communication as they would with somebody that's like also a millennial. Even though I'm older than them, I'm still a millennial. So, you know, yeah.
Why would a man even bother with a woman with that mentality? It's like,
I don't know. I think that
it's like going to jail, volunteering and going to jail.
I think that the question alone is just so misogynistic. I can't imagine having that view, because it might be, do you have a partner?
What is misogynistic? What do you mean by that?
I feel like your view on women is pretty extreme. I don't think it's super relatable. So I haven't encountered a lot of men like you.
But the reality is, we all know it now. The world knows it. A lot of people won't say it. Women can't be trusted.
What made you feel that way? What happened to you as a child?
Well, let me ask. You said that you can't have consent when you're drinking beer. You still believe that?
In what article did I write that?
I don't know. My producer
gave it to me. Oh, okay. Well, I think it was probably wrapped into an article about advice on consent. And I think the context was taken out of a discussion regarding alcohol and sex. And so a lot of the times at frat parties, everybody's underaged and they are drinking alcohol and they're having sex. So it just kind of creates this shady situation where people don't remember what exactly is going on. And so one of my things that I have told, you know, young men is, if you want to have sex with a woman but you're wasted, just wait until you're sober, because A, sex is way more fun when you're sober, and B, there's not going to be that gray area. You're not going to wake up thinking, oh my gosh, somebody feels like something happened or a boundary was crossed if you were sober.
But what's the purpose of being out with your girl and
Well, this is in regards to a fraternity party,
right,
so it was very specific.
Even at a fraternity party, you got guys and girls there.
Yeah, that's
You're drinking and having fun.
Yeah.
All you're thinking about, as soon as I get drunk, I'm going to get that one over in the corner. Why
you
otherwise?
You're projecting.
Why
you're
otherwise would you want to get drunk?
Well, I want to drink right now because my anxiety is pretty high, but I feel like, you know, it's just, drinking is great, but it's not to be mixed with sex when you're underage, because there are just so many reports of things happening that shouldn't happen. And I feel like if you can have sex with her drunk, you can have sex with her sober, wait until the next day so that you don't have to go to prison potentially, even though that rarely happens.
No,
literally,
that's happening a lot now.
It rarely happens.
I would, so I want to ask, so is it rape if someone drink a beer before someone has sex? Is it rape when they have sex after drinking the beer?
The question is way too broad. It's just not really coming together.
So a man and a woman out on a date.
Yeah.
They drink beer.
They drink beer.
They get drunk.
And they both consent to having sex.
And they go have some sex.
Are they consenting to the sex?
If they both go into the bedroom after the beer, they have consent.
No, that's not what consent is. Consent happens throughout sex. You have to check in with your partner. It has to be continual. It has to be enthusiastic.
That's insane.
But it's law. It's California law.
Did you know that? It's an insane law.
Oh, okay.
You're saying that while I'm drinking the beer...
Did you know enthusiastic consent was a California law?
Are you okay we have sex? Yeah, we're going to have sex. You're driving
it
in the car.
It just doesn't sound that enthusiastic.
You're driving in the car.
Yeah.
Are you sure you okay we're having sex? Yeah, we're going to have sex. You get into bed, taking your clothes off.
Super excited.
It's dumb. That's a ridiculous idea.
Do you have a partner?
And a ridiculous law.
Well, why would
anyone of common sense come up with such a crazy law?
Because so many men are so violent.
That's not true.
It's not true?
These women are lying. First of all, they're like making up the numbers. And then they're...
Who's making up the numbers?
The women.
The women are making
up
the numbers?
Yeah, being raped and...
How are they benefiting? That's what I want to know.
They gain money.
How are we benefiting?
In some cases, money.
Rarely
and in
money.
In some cases, they get to punish the man because they hate the man or they're jealous that he's looking at some other woman. They have a hidden motive.
I think these are anomalies. I don't think this is the regular situation.
Just look at the Me Too crowd. You'll see it.
But I'm the Me Too crowd, and I don't see it.
I rest my case.
Oh, okay.
So,
whoa. You got me there.
So do both people need to be 100% sober in order to have sex?
No, I don't feel that way. I never have said I felt that way. I feel like if you're underage drinking at a frat party and you're drunk, you should not be having sex with people because it is risky business on behalf of you. But if I'm with my partner and we have a drink and we have consensual sex, I think that's fine. If we're both wasted, we're not going to have sex. But lucky for me, my partner's sober, so I don't really have the issue.
My heart goes out to the women of your liberal thinking. Because they're going to end up...
I'm not even that liberal.
I mean, feminist thinking.
Okay.
They're going to end up old and lonely and saggy with no children, no man, no nothing.
But what about me? I have such an awesome man.
But you're not old and saggy yet.
I am older.
How old are you?
30.
You're 30?
I sure am.
Amazing. Are you going to get married and have children?
Yeah.
Oh. So at what point asking questions... about could I have sex with you? At what point do you stop and you have full consent?
At what point?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like you said that the man need to make sure that this woman want to have sex, right?
Yeah.
All the way to the bedroom, right?
Throughout sex, you need to check in with your partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At what point do you need to stop checking in?
That's a good question. I think it depends on the person and the boundaries that they set. You need to have conversations about sex before you have sex. With your partner.
Do women need to get permission from the man, too, before having sex with him? Like, may I have sex with you?
Depending on the conversation that was had before sex. I mean, a lot of men might not have that same boundary, but maybe they do. So you have to have the talk. It's specific to each person. I'm not the rule maker.
And this doesn't sound insane to you.
What?
All these rules and...
Violence against women does sound insane to me.
So it's violent to have sex with a woman after you drink?
No, I never said that.
Oh. Amazing. So I got to ask about politics, right?
You're killing me.
I am. Why?
Because you're kind of funny.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I've heard that before.
No, okay.
So listen, I want you to know you guys need to cut this out because the ladies are going to end up old and lonely and fat. And
you women nobody. Need to cut what out?
All this false accusation against men and...
First of all, what's wrong with being alone?
All these crazy laws. A woman does not like to be alone.
Oh, I like to be alone.
That's because you haven't been alone yet.
What?
Yeah,
you haven't. Well, I have been alone. I enjoy my alone time.
No, I mean when no one wants you.
When nobody wants me?
Because there will come a day when men will not want a woman like that. You can't trust.
Well, I've never heard of that day coming, but the reckoning is coming.
Let's talk about politics. Are you conservative or liberal?
It just depends on the situation. I'm neither, but I am a registered Democrat.
And
if that makes sense.
Is it true that you vote for Crooked Line Hillary? You voted for her?
I don't know what you're talking about, but I did vote for Hillary Clinton.
Crooked Line Hillary.
No, don't remember that before.
You trust Hillary?
I sure do.
And how do you feel that she stayed with Bill Clinton after he was accused of...
Yeah, marriage is complicated.
How do you feel about Hillary staying with a man that was accused of raping and sexual harassment?
It's not great that he did that, but I don't think it reflects on her.
How do you feel about Hillary staying with a man who was accused of sexual harassment and raping and all that?
I feel like I respect Hillary Clinton, and if that was her choice as a wife and a mother, then that was her choice, and I respect that.
But how can she pretend to be a part of the women, the so-called women's movement, whatever they call themselves, when she is living with a man that been accused of that?
Well, when it comes to gender...
Isn't that a little hypocritical?
When it comes to gender and race... Things are not black and white. It can get very complex. And so, you know, sometimes you're a woman in a position of power and something happens like that to you, but you still want to stand up for women. It doesn't take away your desire to help women.
But how can you trust Hillary in the Me Too movement when she's living with a man who was accused of what you guys are complaining about?
Because a lot of people... are in a position in society that they didn't necessarily choose for themselves. And so they're just trying to do their best with what they've got.
So is she so weak that she can't get away and survive on her own?
No, not at all.
She needs
Bill Clinton? People are surviving in different ways.
She needs Bill. I thought women were strong.
Women are strong.
Then why is she staying with Bill?
Well,
I rest my case.
She is a good wife and a mother, and that's her choice.
I can think of many things to call Hillary. Good wife and mother is not one.
Well, I agree to disagree with you.
Oh. So, do you see why men would see that you guys are hypocrites?
No, I don't.
Because you support Hillary Clinton, who support a man who was accusing of that, because Hillary is in a position of so-called power. So, okay, Hillary, you can live with your molester, but you can go out and attack other men.
Listen, nobody's perfect, and we're all just doing the best we can do.
That's the best that women can do?
The best that Hillary can do is just being her awesome self.
Yeah. Lying, crooked Hillary is awesome?
I don't think she's either of those things.
Why can't she accept that she lost the presidential race?
I think she has accepted that.
No, she's still running around blaming, it's my fault. I didn't know this I didn't know that.
Isn't Donald Trump about to be impeached? Literally today, he's going through an impeachment hearing right now.
If Hillary was a strong woman, would she let that go by now that she lost?
She did let it go. I just think we're not seeing eye to eye politically.
You haven't seen Hillary lately, right?
I have seen her on television, yes.
So who are you supporting for 2020?
Well, I haven't fully decided, but I definitely would say that Elizabeth Warren is somebody that... if I had to vote today, is who I would vote for.
Amazing. So let me ask, you're a feminist, am I right?
Correct.
How do you define feminism?
That's a great question. I think I would define my version of feminism is having the right to do what I want with my body when I want and being able to be on the same playing field as men. That would be my version.
You know, By the way, the president will be re-elected 2020. How would
Isn't
you handle?
Isn't he going to be impeached?
How would you handle that?
Well, I think he's going to be impeached.
How
will
you
the have? Problem.
He's going to be elected 2020.
Well, I don't think so.
Oh, the wall going up. Oh, he will be elected.
The wall is going. It hasn't been years, and the wall hasn't gone up.
He will be.
I'm waiting on that.
Oh,
this wall.
He will be reelected, and the wall is going up.
But why hasn't
you see
it
this?
Already gone up?
What does
up?
This say?
Huh?
What does it say?
Your shirt says,
yes.
"Oh, the wall going up."
Oh, the wall going up.
But it hasn't gone up.
No,
it's
going up now.
Really?
It's happening as we speak.
Well, I've never really been against border reform, so not super worried about a wall. I'm more worried about a rapist as our president of the United States.
So let me ask, being a feminist, do you think pornography degrades women?
I think some pornography degrades some women. I think some entertainment degrades some men. And women.
So what I've noticed about, not all women, but most, the things that they're into, that's okay. But the things they're not into, that's bad. Women, feminist women especially, they like messed up. If they're doing wrong, what they're doing is fine, right? But over here, if they're not into it, it's wrong. Like lying, crooked Hillary.
Well, I think we can both agree that media literacy is a problem in America. I would agree with that.
If Hillary
But I would not agree with any of those generalizations.
If Hillary was really into looking out for women and pushing the feminist idea, she would leave Bill Clinton. If she were really strong,
well, you don't know
she
what she would do
because
you're
Clinton.
Not Hillary. Like,
if
you're not in somebody's position, you don't know what you would do.
You know
That's
what I want.
The thing.
You know what I wanted to ask you about.
I'm scared, but I'm ready.
Remember when the president was accused of saying that he grabbed women?
You remember when he said,
when he said grab women
by the pussy, and it's all over the news? You
when
mean
he
that?
Grabbed women, mama
when
mia.
He said that. What about that?
Did you realize that he said it was consent, not like he just walking over grabbing women, mama mias?
What?
But it was by consent because if you
mama mias, what does that mean?
You don't know what a mama mia is.
Not in reference to whatever you're saying. I don't know. I don't know. No, I don't. That's okay.
You know what a mama mia? You just said it.
What does it mean in reference to what
you're
saying?
It's what the president said that women give consent to if you are a movie star, you're famous, and you do all this, women give you consent to grab Mamma Mia if you're famous.
Listen, you can say whatever you want. Freedom of speech is real. But you can't actually go and grab women without consent, and that is what he does regularly.
He said that
over and over again.
It's consent because women love popular or famous men to grab it.
Listen, if I was the president, I would not have that recording out in the public sphere. It's pretty degrading, but that's not so much what I have an issue with.
But I'm just saying, you do know he said consent, right?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he said consent.
I've listened to a
Next
couple
time
times,
someone asked you about
that.
It, he said consent.
No.
When you're famous and stuff
I listened
like that.
To it and it didn't say that.
There's a debate raging right now online about access to pornography. Little boys are watching it. You know, they could be on their phones or they could be on their computer or whatever. And it just pop up. And 9 out of 10 boys, by the time they were a certain age, when they were in their, you know, youth, have seen pornography. Do you think they should ban pornography from cell phones, from social media?
I think it should be a lot harder to access adult content.
Yeah.
I think technology and developers and people that specialize in computer software and parents and all of that need to be 100 times more protective of what their child sees. I absolutely agree with that.
And do you think hardcore porn should be illegal?
Well, you'd have to define hardcore porn.
Kind of what you've been doing.
Well, I obviously wouldn't find that to be something that should be illegal if it's my career.
But should that be illegal for the internet?
It should be illegal for children, which it is, and parents should do a better job of making sure they have the appropriate software, and developers should make it a lot harder, and the government should care about piracy and about paywalls and all of the things that would benefit adults.
Should it be illegal for the makers of this stuff to put it on the internet?
Well, absolutely not.
Hardcore porn.
I'm a maker of hardcore adult content, and I would never vote against myself.
Because you're doing this. It reminds me of Hillary Clinton. She's living with a man who accused her of rape, so she's not going to do anything about that. So likewise,
I think these two examples are greatly different. I don't even see a correlation.
Likewise, because you've done a hardcore porn, you don't think it should be illegal to post it on the net, right?
I don't think that should be illegal for adults to assume adult content.
It's time for me to heat this up. I gotta
heat this up.
Yeah.
What?
I gotta put you in the hot seat.
The hot seat? That's been like the last hour we've been in a hot seat. This is like, whoa.
So I'm gonna ask you some
not ready.
Questions.
I mean, I've been practicing meditation and I just wasn't ready for this. This is wild.
But this is I need you to answer quickly as
Wait,
possible.
I think you should have Tommy Lauren on here. Do you
Tommy
know who that
Lauren,
is?
That conservative girl?
I think you should have her on here.
Yeah,
I feel like you two would be just like so fun to watch.
Oh, you like her?
Not necessarily. I just think you two would be like a fun combo.
And why do you think that?
I don't know. It's just what I would want to see. So I'm just requesting
Okay. You hear that, producer? All right. So I need you to answer these questions as quickly as possible.
Oh, I don't remember consenting to that, but I would try.
All right.
But I'm not going to necessarily do it.
The Hot Seat.
Have you ever had a gay thought?
Absolutely.
Should women be allowed to vote?
I think these questions are a little too derogatory for me to answer. I don't want to answer them anymore.
No, these are
just
fine
questions. But I don't like them.
All my guests go.
But I'm asking you, let's not do it, because I didn't agree to it, so we're not going to do it.
The high C question?
See, look at you practicing consent.
You don't want to do the high C question?
I don't. Because I don't like the way it's going.
Oh.
So I'm just going to say no to it. And
amazing.
Then you're going to put it down. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Okay.
You scared. I thought you were a strong woman.
I'm uncomfortable.
Aren't you a strong woman?
Well, I didn't consent to this, so.
But no, it's part of the interview. That's all.
Nobody told me that there was going to be a hot seat question and that the questions were going to be so misogynistic. I'm just not interested. So
amazing.
We're not going to do it. Okay.
So I got to ask this.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between men and women?
Sure is.
And what's the difference?
Oh, well, we don't have enough time to delve into that.
You don't have enough time to tell me the difference between men and women?
No.
What is a man?
The question is too vague. A lot of your questions are super vague. They're confusing.
They sound quite clear to me.
No.
What is a man?
In regards to what?
To a man.
I mean, usually men have a penis.
Have what?
A penis. Usually, but not always. That's why it's like I'm apprehensive. Some people don't.
Oh, I
see. Some people aren't even born with them. Or
I forgot about this other weird stuff that's happening. What is love?
What is love? Oh, I like that question. Well, it's the way that I feel about my partner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
A little bit of fun, but it was also pretty nerve-wracking. I feel like you're angry. So angry.
Amazing.
But I did watch some of your videos, and I saw that.
And you was like, wow, I love that guy. I can't wait to sit and talk to him.
I thought, that sounds like an entertaining hour.
So you had fun.
I had a little fun.
All right. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
Okay.
Do you want to promote anything? How people can find your stuff, your work?
Well, you can follow me on Instagram at Tasha Rains Life. Yeah.
Thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. Don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe. Merch. Oh, the wall going up. Oh, the president will be re-elected 2020. The great white hope. Let me hear from you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
May I hug you?
I would prefer if we just both stayed in our own space, if you don't mind.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What are orbs?
The energy band, I can see it in color. You have a very high purple color right here. You know things. You're a knower.
What does God look like?
I see light. in the soul that I see, no details. For me personally, the voice of God is masculine.
Have you ever come in contact with Satan?
I've looked for Satan everywhere, and all I can find is death.
What do you think of the great white hope?
We're headed towards a new world order. Look up Agenda 21. That's actually a plan that's been in place to change our homes, where we live, so that we are a slave race.
Are there different spirits inside of you?
No, this is just one soul, one light.
Have you had different spirits living in you?
Not living within me, but I can hear them and I can hear the dead. Like someone left the door to hell open.
Thanks for watching The Fallen State. We need your continued support. Donate to my nonprofit here. Subscribe and like the videos here. And tell everybody and their mama about the show.